Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest, CJ Llewellyn, who is the author of a book called Chakra and the Vagus Nerve, has dedicated most of her life to communicating about this very central communication system in our body called the vagus nerve. And because the book's titled Chakras and the Vagus Nerve, I have to ask you, CJ, what is the relationship between the vagus nerve and the chakras?
It's frankly quite mind-blowing. I started to see it. Now, I am a Reiki master, and I am an intuitive. I started to see, as I would process some trauma through clients, their messaging systems and just these areas of their bodies that were processing through, maybe making new meaning, were all aligning with where the vagus nerve is along the chakras. Hmm. And I just worked like that for years before I realized, oh my gosh, there's a book in here.
So most of the people you saw, the central location of the trauma was usually all along this nerve.
Not always, but there was a predominant messaging that seemed to be taking place. So I started breaking down the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, is what I was calling in my head sort of the essentials, because that seemed to be where the messaging of early childhood wounds, or what we call attachment wounds, were processing. And the lower, the more the memories were not able to be recalled, that they were feeling them in their bodies. We call that implicit memories. So, you know, things that happened to us as a baby, that we held information in our bodies, but we didn't have the brain capacity yet to have a more logical or explicit memory. So I was watching the messaging that was going along with the root chakra, the survival, that sacral chakra is the chakra of connection. And that solar plexus is that sort of identity, you know, the mind, I call that in the book, the mind chakra. And then as we get up into the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye and the crown, just as we were just talking about, that's ventral vagal activity. That is where the ventral vagal nerves are, that portion of the vagus nerve. That's our safety. So while there may have been memory stored in certain areas of that body, those energy centers, there's also a lot of restoration that starts occurring once we process the trauma out, people are making meaning. There was a lot of heart chakra opening up. People were able to communicate suddenly and speak where maybe as children they felt their voices weren't heard and they were told to be quiet. Things would loosen up. So it was really powerful and it was moving to see this information center and frankly, I'll be honest with you, I think they're one in the same system. I just think one is what we can put our hands on. You know, our vagus nerve is something that we can actually see and study. The etheric energies seem to extend outward from the vagus nerve. Huh. We can't measure them as easily, mm-hmm. but they are there. They are there. They're experienced all the time. We know this, and a lot of the people that are listening know this because they've had these experiences.
Well, you know it as also a Reiki master and an intuitive, where you're able to, I mean, tell me how that you experience the intuitive part of it.
So I hold a lot of space for my clients to start feeling comfortable with their own intuition. That's where I hold back on my own engagement, because I don't want to feel like I am taking their I don't want to feel like I'm disempowering them. I want them to start really understanding, because I so believe we are all intuitive if we listen. We all have these gifts. I want them to start really feeling that comfort in their body, feeling the messaging in their body. But I'm watching this, you know, as mm-hmm. I'm working with them.
Yeah.
I'm watching this process. And I'm hopefully helping them to facilitate some of that intuitive ability. But, you know, I would just see it. And I would kind of hold the space for them to really drop down and listen. Because all intuitive processing, mediumship, Reiki, anything that has those spiritual components about it, you have to drop down into your body to hear and see the messages. And that's where, to me, the psychological is the spiritual, because it is our bodies that are intuiting, whether we're doing mediumship work, whether we are listening to the chakras and the auras as we're working through, you know, processing with Reiki, we're utilizing the messaging through our own body, even though we are reaching beyond the body for healing as well.
It's got to be very, I mean, satisfying to see people unlock this level of trauma in their body, really yeah. truly light up and go from pain to expansion, when it actually works.
It absolutely is. And mm-hmm. What happens is they have more room. They mm-hmm. have more room to access their own light, mm-hmm. their own soul. And I also very much believe that the soul within us, and I have to be careful with that, because I am there to meet people where they're at within their own spiritual journey. So I'm not in there, you know, talking about soul all the time, because I have people who don't, you know, who believe, you know, that we are, once we're dead, we're gone. I cannot, you know, reconstruct that for them at all. That wouldn't be right for me. But this light within us, I feel, is really directing a lot of a needs to have the expansion within it to have its experience in this world. And we can get so bogged down because our very human aspect of us is trying to keep us safe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
so, yes, that's to me spiritual. Doing the trauma work is spiritual.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, but also this trauma, when it gets lodged in the body, can it manifest into physical pains or bones, discs, things like that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And if it's held on to too long, I always feel like the more we try, you know, I tell my clients this all the time, the more you're trying to stuff this down, the harder it's getting in your body.
Oh, wow.
You start, you know, developing bowel obstructions. You start developing neck pain. Your fascia holds on to things. You start getting experiences within your fascia that might be pain, that is really registering a lack of safety, but you think you're having a medical issue. Yes, it absolutely does.
Mm-hmm. So it can fully register in the body and manifest, and where when you could think it's a physical problem or a disc problem or something, and you go to someone who's a trauma therapist, such as yourself, and you can find that it's actually all stored in this vagus nerve. And there's a lot of science behind this too, which is really interesting. But you put it together with the chakras and the Reiki and the mediumship, and you really bring it all into one place. So I also, I notice you use a lot of EMDR techniques. What is the what is EMDR and how does that relate to this?
So EMDR is, yes, it's one of my modalities that I'm trained in. That's the use of bilateral stimulation to clear things out of your body. Francine Shapiro developed this back in the 90s. Now, back then, polyvagal theory was just emerging as well. So we had all these really cool theories, you know, kind of growing up side by side. We knew, EMDR therapists knew, wow, when we process out a trauma using eye movement, back in the day, it was eye movement that mimicked REM sleep, that there was really evidence of the disturbance being alleviated from the body. Well, now we know through polyvagal theory that the ocular nerves, through that bilateral stimulation, are sending blood flow down into the body. And so that's helping to work everything through. That's a really big term. But, you know, that's helping to really process out whatever might be stuck in there. And with, you know, EMDR, the basis of EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, was developed because Francine Shapiro noticed her eyes were going back and forth when she was thinking about something deep. Mm. She was working through a problem. And, you know, isn't that really how all great things are discovered, is something that's occurring within you and you realize, oh, hey, this might be a thing.
Yes, actually, that's my question for you, is how did you get into this?
So I just, I was drawn to the communication aspects. I really did not think that I would ever be a trauma therapist.
Right.
All I knew is I wanted to work with women. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. working with women also meant that there was a lot, there was a lot of sexual trauma mm-hmm. within.
Yes, I do the same thing. I coach women and I hear about it all the time.
It's yeah. That's a tangent we can go off on.
Yes.
But that is what led me down the path of I need more. I need more information. I need ways to help this. And that's what led me to finding modalities that were going to help me, you know, clear this out and help me even understand what it was. Because I also work with addictions and eating disorders. And that is a problem in itself because it becomes a problem, but it is really the attempt at solving another problem. Substance abuse, mm-hmm. generally one way of trying to manage an oversensitive system, a traumatized system. It's trying to, in some ways, you know, modulate that.
Yes, and so it led you into finding exercises and ways to release this pain. And actually, I do understand what you're talking about. I do story coaching with women, and I hear the most horrific stories. And through what they've learned on the other side of their stories, are they able to heal? And by telling it over and over again to people, that they can help circumvent that same type of journey or learn a way out of it, is healing for them. But this experience here gets into where the trauma is stored and starts to release it. Actually starts to release it. So could you tell us some of the techniques that you use to start releasing the trauma?
Well, I use, I think that it's important to know that before we go in and actually work through the trauma, what people see is, you know, identifying trauma, doing the EMDR on it, we have to assess how that person feels safe, if that person has ever felt safe. So we have to develop, part of the training as a trauma therapist is to really help that person understand what is safety for them. Notice if they're going into dorsal vagal shutdown, how they're doing, how they're dissociating. So there's a lot of preparation. And I use a lot of these examples in the book as to some of the ways that I've helped clients develop resources for themselves. That when we do start touching those soft spots of the trauma, they can help themselves stay present to the processing while we're working it out. But if we go right in there right away and extract it, their system is used to just shutting down.
Yeah, it's too much. They have their own techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So part of the first aspects of approaching anybody, helping them alleviate trauma, is helping them feel safe enough to actually allow for that trauma processing to happen. But I do a lot of EMDR, and I also do a lot of internal family systems, which is really amazing.
What is that?
Internal family systems, to me, is a very spiritual process. It gets to know these multiple aspects of our identity, who we are as people. We are not one person walking around in the world. We develop multiple identities, personalities, that help us engage with the world. These are our parts. But our parts kick in early, and some of them are pretty burdened in the beginning, or if they're trying to get through childhood, having to do things that they're not capable of doing, but they're trying to protect the system. Prior to them understanding that we have a higher self, that we have that light, that soul light that I was just referring to. So getting, because sometimes it's hard to do the other work because we have these amazing protectors that won't let you in. So those are the child parts. Those are the parts we get to know. We get to help them understand that they are safe. They get to know that they have a higher self in here, a higher, wiser, you know, light within us that can actually be the one that's present, because our soul can be present to a lot in this world and not be turned around by it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know, we know this.
It feels like there are so many different approaches to trauma, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to the next hour where we could take calls from people who feel like they have trauma stored in their body, but they want to find out the connection to how they can release it in the vagus nerve, or how that can move out of their body. And it could be just create more space for people. That's not a tough technique, but it has great, great expansive possibilities in order to get someone to a little bit more freedom, a little bit more space in their life, right?
Yes, absolutely. Safety. And safety. That is the key to anything, any pursuit in our life. We cannot pursue things unless we feel safe. If we're feeling safe in our mind and we feel safe in our body, we can become more spiritual because we can access more because we're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safety is primary to us as humans.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching The Furthest Thing from the Truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.